I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
So this is the We Are LA Tech Friday update, and I had a hard time making this one because, just to be very open, We Are LA Tech has been hard for me this week. The podcast isn't hard. It's just everything as a whole, figuring out what would most benefit you, figuring out how I could best serve you, figuring out how to make this big community service organization that me, one girl in this planet, runs. I know inside my core, I know it's right. I know I want to keep going, but it's not easy. I've been experimenting with Founder Hour, and I've been doing a little quiet pilot program to see how I feel running it, being accountable to everybody in the mornings while we're doing our founder tasks. And, you know, so there has been forward movement in that sense. And I wish I understood the exact thing that would empower all of us being unified. Honestly, that's all I care about. Like, my dream is that every last person in this community who's not an asshole — I definitely have a no asshole policy — but every last person in this community can come together and support and elevate one another. And I know that sounds so cheesy and so Pisces, but that's my vision. I'm not like a secret trust fund baby. I'm not, you know, like, it needs to make sense both from an energetic place and from being in a place of sustainability. I don't yet know what that is, and that's really frustrating. I prefer stay away from like the advertising business model and make it this membership model, because I feel like it's this energetic exchange. Like, the community, for lack of a better word, contributes into everything going on to operate it. And then I and the people around me are able to utilize that resource and build something phenomenal. I just don't know with clarity right now what that unifying phenomenal thing is. I know it's something that elevates all of us. I know it's something that increases the economic abundance of the city as a whole. I know it's something that encourages collaboration. I know it's something that creates memorable experiences. I know elements of what goes into it, but I don't know exactly what it looks like. And honestly, I wish I did. Oh, that word honestly, right? They say, like, when you say honestly, you weren't saying the truth before, but that's not the case. I can't. This is like so truthful and hard to share openly and vulnerably. But here I am, constantly putting my heart on display in public for scrutiny. I hope you appreciate my share. I have my writer's hour happening in front of me. I should probably mute it before they come offline. But yeah. Okay. You guys have a great weekend ahead. And if you have any suggestions, if you have anything in mind, I would so appreciate it. You know where to reach out to me, Esprit@WeAreLATech.com or on social at WeAreLATech on all channels. I will continue to show up, do the podcast, do the community work, and we will together figure it out eventually. Man, I've been doing this since 2012. WTF. 2012. That's now going on 9 years. 9 years, you guys. 9 years of heart-driven community work because I am absolutely delusional. All right. See you guys in the next episode. Bye.